I'm a substitute teacher, so I was going to a school out of town, and it said it was about a 45-minute drive. Once I got to this town, that's when my cell phone said, "You are here," and I look around, and there's nothing. I can see two houses, and that's it. There's nothing in this town. Tumbleweeds. You really couldn't see anything but prairie, really. So I had no idea where the school was at. As I was driving around, finally I saw a rancher come out of his house. I went to him and asked him where the school was at, and he just told me to follow him. So he got in his truck with his trailer attached, and he went down a bunch of dirt roads, and eventually we got to the schoolhouse, and it was just this little building, two-story building. As I walked in, there were just five students.
Welcome to this episode of That Doesn't Happen Every Day, in which we interview everyday people about things in their lives that don't generally happen every day. The person telling that story is my wife, Nancy. Apparently, there are still around 20 of these tiny one-room schoolhouses like the one my wife got sent to teach at, still operating in Wyoming. I personally am fascinated that this living relic of the way Wyoming used to be is still alive and kicking in some parts of the state and still being used to educate future generations. Since Nancy's stint at the school was only long enough for her to teach an afternoon of PE, I decided to interview someone who had spent a lot of time in a one-room schoolhouse. I traveled up to Buffalo, Wyoming to interview Gene Galliano, who left his teaching job in New York State in 1973 to teach in a one-room schoolhouse at the base of the Bighorn Mountains along what had once been the Bozeman Trail. Gene starts us off by taking us up to the tiny schoolhouse, located very far away from everything else in the county.
The first morning I drove there, I saw this small white building with a small playground in front of it. It had just a set of swings and a slide. I also saw an outhouse, which made me wonder if they had indoor plumbing, but the guy that I was with said, "No, they have indoor plumbing." It was one building, but it had like a side room attached to it. It had some cupboards and a sink, and then there was a small bathroom there. And basically, that was what was there. When I got inside the building, I stood up there and I had four students. It was K through five. I think I had two third grades, one fourth. The first 3 months, I was the school bus driver as well, and I had to learn how to drive the school bus. And my first pickup is out in the country, and the little boy that came, his name was John, and I opened the door, and he steps up, and here he is, this kid with a straw hat, bib overalls, freckled face, carrying a little lunch pail. And I thought, wow, this is the country. It's like we're moving back in time. To drive down the interstate towards that school, looking to the west were the Bighorn Mountains. It was beautiful. And every morning, we put up the flag and we said the Pledge of Allegiance. And it was pretty special, especially looking out at the mountains. After that, they would come in, and then we would just begin with whatever subjects were on the list. And I would get things set up so that I'd be working with one child or two children, and the other ones had had their work set up for them so that they could be busy, and then we just switch places. A lot of them taught each other certain things. They helped each other out. There was a sense of community within that small building. As far as the curriculum, I had to teach art, which was no problem for me. I was good at that. As far as sports go, with four kids, it was more like just exercising outside. Music, I could sing and I could teach them songs, but one of the students' mothers would come and she'd play the piano for us. Well, these children, maybe it's because we were so close, but they were very respectful, more polite. They didn't seem to have a lot of emotional problems. The one child was a little difficult, and his mother told me one day, she said, "Now, if he gets really out of hand, slap him on the butt." One morning, I hear this noise and a lot of chaos going out in front of the school. I thought, what's going on? I look out there and there's a herd of cattle with their calves running through the front yard. And I said, "Does this happen all the time?" "Oh yeah, every spring." And it was nothing to them, but it was really interesting to me to see they would do that. Of course, I remember a Board of Education meeting, and there are these guys in cowboy boots and cowboy hats. And I thought, okay. I remember one day, It looked like it was going to rain, and I pulled out an umbrella. Well, that's fine in New York, but not here in Wyoming. They frown upon that. That was the last time I used that. We didn't have many visitors. Principal would come maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks. It didn't matter. He didn't come very often. You were by yourself. So if somebody threw up, I had to clean it up, and I was not strong at that. First aid, if somebody got cut or something, I'd have to take care of that. Film strips, those were the big thing then. If I had trouble with that, and I'm not technologically inclined, it was a problem. Luckily, I never got snowed in. Got snowed out. I can remember one winter day when it was really snowy. I got stuck at the end of the short drive to the school, and one of the parents came and hauled me out, brought me up to the school, and helped shovel it out because the door was blocked with a huge drift. And so for that day, I had one student, and that was interesting. It's very casual. One of the things I remember was the Christmas time. We'd have a Christmas program, and of course, we had only a few students to do a play or whatever. We had to have, one of the boys had to dress up as a girl, and he had to put on a wig, so we had Mary or whatever it was we were doing, and that was always a fun thing for the kids. They'd laugh about that. The parents came, and they're all very helpful, and they brought lots of treats, and the mother played the music for us. Another thing that was interesting is we had, in those days, the bookmobile would come about, I think it was every 2 weeks. And we all looked forward to that, to getting some new books for the library, for school, and new things to read. The last day of school, we would take picnic lunches and walk up to the Fort Phil Kearny. There was a log cabin, no doors or windows. And we would go in and out of that, and meadows were all in bloom, and I do remember very, very distinctly just looking around me and thinking, wow, it was nice, you know? It was like having a family, and that's how it became. You get to know each individual child. They taught me about, you know, what it's like to live on a ranch. I was invited out a couple times for dinner, and I was there to see my first calf being born, which was great for me. It was an adventure to see all the stuff there is to see. Well, when I heard it was closing, I felt bad. It's a special experience to live out work in one of those schools. And the kids got so much special attention, and it was great for whoever was teaching them because you became really close. In all honesty, and I'm not tooting my horn, but they all told me this was some of the best years that they had in education. I started teaching in town. Well, I eventually ended up teaching some of their kids, which was interesting. And some of them are still pretty close. And I would get invited to their weddings, and you know, when they had babies, they'd be notified about that. It's rewarding. You know, the pay wasn't great, but it was rewarding. I took a step down in pay, but I wouldn't change it for anything. The school, they put it up for sale, and a former student of mine, who was one of my kindergarten students, bought it, painted it red, and lives there now.
In 2016, Wyoming's governor asked Gene to serve as the Wyoming Poet Laureate. If you'd like to check them out, Gene has written many books that range from poetry, such as his recent A Wyoming State of Mind, to his educational and fiction books such as Sea is for Cowboy and Secret of the Black Widow, all of which are available at almost every bookstore in Wyoming, as well as online. Please tune in next week for our next episode.